You've been under contract for a certain number of years, and how many editors have you worked with as your primary contact?
So I had one acquisition editor, and he actually was around 8 years ago when he first contacted me. So he's been at the company, Oxford University Press, for quite some time. However, I have had two developmental editors, and that sort of, yeah, that was a little challenging, that transition.
Again, uncommon path. Yeah. I am not under contract, and while that scares me sometimes, so far it's been a really good working relationship. I hired my own editor, so it came out of and continues to come out of my pocket, but I've had the same editor and the same manager for 8 years.
I guess my story is different. My the editor who acquired me was promoted after the first year, was promoted to editor-in-chief, which is good that she's still involved in the project and in some ways has a little bit more power over the project. But since then, so we count her, and then I've had two others, so a total of three acquisition editors. And I guess I was only acquired by one. That's, you know, the terminology and who these people are on the team. That's another thing I've always struggled with, is who's who. But three people that are in that role of acquisition editor. Fortunately, I've only had one development editor who I'm working with most often, and she's incredible. So that's worked out.
Would anyone in the audience like to tell us how many editors they've had?
Because of mergers, I've had five owners and 14 editors.
And over how many years?
First edition came out 25 years ago, 1992.
Okay.
A book adopted me, I'll put it that way. So I came in as the third author, single editor. And when I came in, the first acquisition editor I had on two editions. And I had one on the third edition. And on this fourth edition, I have gone through three acquisition editors. Right. And the one thing I can say is the thing is so important is that you make these ridiculously long files in your emails, because when that third editor comes in and says, I have no idea, there are no records, then you can go back and you can say, 2.5 years ago, this email was sent to me, and I'm now going to send it to you. Please copy it and put it in a file so that you do have a concrete copy of this.